Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, what's happening? We've got a great show on tap for you. Tonight we're going to be listening to some great music.
Please don't forget.
And we're going to be talking with our good friend, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, here very shortly. So I'm going to let this song play a little bit longer. And I'm going to invite people and share this around. Please be here in the live day. Start a watch party and let's have some fun. Dave Bray, this is a fun. You can get a copy of that song, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition is out now. Get your copy today. We're just waiting on our guests to give us a ring. Dave, if you're in the queue, press 1 now, and we'll bring you right in. There he is. I think I see him now. He is there, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, I'm going to do this real fast. Hold on. What's going on here? Bam.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Internet's working better
Thank
tonight.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's D-A-V-E-B-R-A-Y USA.
DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. Head on over there. You can get awesome shirts. You want to get a blue shirts and red shirts for Red Fridays. You want to get all kinds of fun things. DaveBrayUSA.com. And of course, my good friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com. You want to make sure you hit up LibertyRush.com. And our friend Paul, he's over there at PatriotShit.com. So we're doing all kinds of things, folks, for the Patriot community to make everybody feel patriotic. And one of the best ways you can feel patriotic right now in this day and age of all the banana republic stuff that's shaking in America today, like we thought it was bad under Obama, holy moly, the world has come unglued, unstitched, they're falling apart at the seams, the world is coming to an end in 12 years, we got to do the new Green Deal, holy moly, I can't believe it, but with a bright star in the midst of all this stress and pressure and political PTSD that everybody has, there is a shining bright light, and his name is the most patriotic rocker in the country. We'll have him say he's got a great motto, flag waving, God loving patriots in the house or something. We'll have him say that. Maybe he'll do that for us. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to bring a featured guest, a return guest on tour, doing great things, singing the national anthem all over the place. Dave Bray from Dave Bray USA. Welcome to the show, Dave. God bless you, brother. What's happening?
It is good to be back, my friend. I thought I could ramble on, but I think you got me beat.
Yeah, it's just radio show stuff that gets you on a roll. You know, you can just keep on rolling.
Well, you do well. You do well at it. You do well. Thank you very much for having me on again. I appreciate it. It's always good to be on Patriot Radio. So let's do it, man. What are we discussing? How far down the rabbit hole you want to go? How much conspiracy theory are we going to talk about? Are we going down the Clinton Epstein,
personal
rabbit hole?
Is Santa Claus real? I don't know. No, just kidding. Jeffrey Epstein mysteriously turns up dead. He's on a suicide watch tier in a heavily secure prison with the cameras facing down the hall, not even in the cell. Very odd, to say the least.
He was supposed to be in a refrainment jacket, basically one of those things that you used to see on the cover of Quiet Riot's records, which is one of those straitjacket things. Something where he couldn't use his hands, a refrainment jacket or something like that.
Right.
He was supposed to be watched, checked on every 10 or 15, and none of the precautions happened. Not one of them.
Right.
Not one of the fail safes happened. Come on,
and
man.
I see that.
You know what I mean? I've
seen a bunch of pictures on Facebook of Hillary, like, you know, hanging out with him in the cell and stuff, you know, some memes.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. Well, the memes have been classic. I mean, you got to give it to the American public. They will come up with the comedy relief of it all. I mean, the sad part about it is, you know, the guy's gone, but, I mean, he was doing some nefarious stuff, but it would have been – my question is, if – he's gone and he got out what he got out, what else didn't get out because now he's gone? You know what I mean? So the wager of his life against what other information we'll never know, hopefully. It'll come out. Who knows?
According to some in the DOJ, they're going after the things that come out already. They're going to go after these people. So it looks like maybe people like Bill Richardson might be in trouble here. This guy ran for president for the Democratic Party, and he was the governor of, I believe, New Mexico. Governor and presidential candidate tied up with Epstein, maybe going to get in trouble. Pretty scary stuff. But you know what I really want to talk about, Dave? You guys, you recently had a trip to Alaska, and you went up there with JC and them guys, correct? And you guys are thinking about writing a song. Did you guys get a song written that we'll be able to hear soon in the near future?
I tell you what a cool experience. I was asked by Matthew JC from Operation Rocket Troops. And if you're not familiar with Operation Rocket Troops, you should check them out as well. It's another nonprofit funded organization. They do a lot of music overseas. They're now raising money to send, I think, 9 veterans over to do the Dublin pub crawl. Go check out their page if you want to support 9 veterans to go over and do them. And they're all musicians. So basically it's they're going to film the whole thing. It's going to be a big production. If you're not familiar with his production company, 1307, they're another great production company. So props to JC for staying in the fight, man. We could have lost his talent with what he's been through, and he just continues, man. Just like all of us, you know, you got two choices. You come up against a brick wall, you either quit or move forward, and he decided to move forward. So very cool on his part. But yeah, we were blessed to go up to Alaska for a week and write a song with 4 veterans at Camp Battle Dogs, Alaska.
That's amazing. And when is that song planned to release? You guys have a release date for that? We'd love to have it on the soundboard here at Patriot Nation Radio.
Oh, I'm sure you would, brother. I'm sure you would. Well, here's the deal. So we recorded a little demo just so we could get an idea of what we were going to go with the song. For the most part, it's written. The song is called The Highway Home. And I think one of the things we all realized as veterans as we were up there sitting around kind of talking to each other and getting to know each other and each other's stories, we all realized one thing is that, yeah, it's great to get away and sort of isolate yourself for a little bit. But at the same time, it's nice to get home. So it's a song sort of based on that. You know, a lot of us, even though we are walking through our own homes every day, we're going down these, you know, sort of highways, and some of us end up down these long and lonesome, desolate roads by ourselves. But we should always remember there's always a way back to the highway home. And that's kind of the idea behind the song.
Amen. And I'm looking forward to hearing it. Now, there's a song that you recently put out also called Pay No Mind. Tell us a little bit about that tune.
So if we're going down the rabbit hole, the PTS rabbit hole, people that are dealing with, and here's the thing, like, I don't think anybody really knows what happens to our brains when severe, I don't want to say traumatic, but, you know, the invisible scars happen to us, things we see or things that affect us emotionally to the point where there's no turning back or recovery from that. I don't think anybody really understands what happens. It's almost like your DNA changes or something. So, you know, I had one of those incidences happen to me at a very young age, and, you know, trying to be a family man and doing my best to be a husband and a father. You know, I wrote a song called Pay No Mind because a lot of times, you know, there's, you know, just like every other dad out there, there's times where you just want to be away from it all and sort of, again, down by yourself. And, you know, I wrote a song just, again, sort of by myself. It's called Pay No Mind. It's just basically what it's like to survive with somebody who has or suffers from, you know, the daily effects of PTSD.
All right. Well, how about this? Let's play.
How much I appreciate it. So this one's called Pay No Mind. I hope you guys like it.
Brand new, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, coming out soon. Wait, hold on. Dave, you got a guitar handy? Why don't you play it live?
Good luck, buddy. You got to get it again. Let people know it's a video. You're playing a live video off of YouTube. It's not really great.
Sorry. I'm
lost myself. Remind me of who I am. Looking from the outside, staring in. You won't cut up with good lines. Your ignorance is worse than law. Knowing that you know that I'm here, knowing that you don't really care about the best of me, is a lesson final throw. Now we'll be right out here on the other side.
Have it, folks. Pay No Mind, brand new Dave Bray. Hopefully we'll get that on an album soon and get it in regular rotation along with Into the Fire and Freedom Rings and all the great songs from Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition, where you can get your copy right now at www.davebrayusa.com. Get a shirt, get some jewelry, get some clothes. They've got links to all kinds of cool stuff. You go over there to davebrayusa.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller, and get your copy today. We've been playing the songs for a long time. It started with Last Call. When that first came out, we had Dave come on and talk about Last Call, which is an awesome song. Maybe we'll play that a little bit later on, too, as the show progresses. Now, I got a good friend of mine. He's a big fan of yours. He used to write as a sports writer, and he is Gary Binford of Nation Savers 2018. And, oh, he hung up. Darn it, I was going to bring him in. Well, Gary, if you're watching, I was going to bring you in and say hello to Dave. Dave, he hung up. He listens regularly, and he loves your stuff. And folks are in the live feed that are linked on the new Dave Bray fan group page. As Sue is there. Hello, Sue, and I hope you love that new song. Everybody's digging it. Do you have anything else on the horizon that you're writing, getting ready? Are you going to make Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition episode or part two or CD number two?
I think the next thing is going to be it's going to be a different sort of approach. It's just going to be some general music. It'll still be theme topic, but Music on a Mission 2, The Mission Continues, is going to be the album after that. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the queue, so I'm dialing in, working with a new producer out of Nashville. He and I are getting some stuff going. We have two of the songs finished already. One is called The Survivor that I am going to be basically releasing. It's very similar to the Last Call concept, except for it comes from the survivor's point of view. So instead of being the law enforcement officer who's speaking, it's actually the words of the surviving family towards that law enforcement officer who was taken in the line of duty from them. So it's another gut wrencher, man. Unfortunately, this is what God is telling me to do. You know, he's telling me to get people to feel and to be emotional and to test their will. And that's kind of the way I'm just following his word. Another one is called Daddy's Dance. It's a father-daughter dance at a wedding. I think it's a really, really strong song. And again, it kind of comes from that point of view of the dad as he's kind of going through the history of his daughter. And then, you know, in the end, basically realizing, my gosh, the thing that I gave you, you're going to now allow him to give you the same thing as it was, is the last name. And it's just, it's powerful. It's moving and it's some good stuff. So those two are done. And then, again, we're working on the song with Matthew GC that we wrote at Battle Dogs, with AJ Johnston, Mike Maloney, and James from Vetted. If you guys have ever heard of the band Vetted, my buddy James is also in that as well. So just a really cool group of guys we got to play with. Yeah, so that's what's on the horizon for me. I got a bunch of songs I'd love to get recorded. Unfortunately, you know, dollars to dollars, you just got to have the money to be able to go get them done. And that's just, you know, that's time for me. So until I can get the dollars built up, then I can go get a song done. I just keep repeating. So that's it.
Awesome. Deb Winkler in the live feed, thank you for your music from a Gold Star parent. So thank you for your sacrifice as a Gold Star parent. There's a lot of issues that we are facing today, and one of the forgotten people are Gold Star parents. People don't really ever mention them unless you come on Patriot Nation Radio, and then we talk about these people. Because when someone goes out to the battlefield, it's not just them sacrificing. There's a sacrifice made by friends and family and community when we send these young people off to the battlefield. You do a lot of great songs for folks who have been on the battlefield. And one of my favorites that you do is Amazing Grace. Absolutely amazing. And my son, he just got back from Taekwondo. He's a huge Dave Bray fan. Come here, Mason. Say hello to Dave. Dave's on there.
Hey.
He's not on there. He's on the phone there, on the radio. Say hi to Dave Bray, Mason.
He's waving to him.
He's waving to the live feed, Dave. Say hi to,
hey,
say hi to my
up,
son,
Mason. How old is Mason? How old is
what's
he?
Up?
He's 8 years old.
I know, what's up, Mason? How you doing, man? You make sure you ki-ai with your punches, my friend. Ki-ai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's gonna he's joining the Young Marines here in Florida. They got a chapter down here. He's gonna join the Young Marines.
Very cool. What do you know? Whereabouts? What unit?
Brooksville, Florida.
Okay, man. Good stuff. Young Marines, great program. Anybody out there listening, looking for a great thing for their kids? A lot of kids are looking for an outlet, and I've been supporting the Young Marines now for a couple of years. It's just a great organization. You know, basically anybody from 8 to 18 can get involved in the Young Marine program, and it's a huge stepping stone for getting into colleges. It's a huge resume builder for these kids, and if you're looking for something, maybe your kid's not into sports, and he wants to do something different. Or she wants to do something different. There's no gender bias. There's no Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. It's, if you want to be a young Marine, you could be a young Marine, and everybody gets treated the same. Nobody's selling cookies and popcorn. It's just, you go out and work, and you know, they do their fundraisers and other things, but it's just a great organization. If anybody wants to get involved, they can book me up and I can point them in a direction or help them find a unit in their area. So Young Marine program is the way to go for a lot of kids that don't have an outlet in sports or don't have an outlet somewhere else like that.
And you know what's great is he came to us and said, hey, I want to join. It was amazing. Made me proud.
Absolutely. Right, that's very cool. I like the fact that he's doing the martial arts too. Very awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's our job. You know, Reagan said it best. Liberty, it's one generation from fizzling out. It's our job to hand the torch of liberty to the next generation.
And with the cell phones these days, it makes it probably either the hardest thing in the world to do or it's going to save us in the end. I haven't figured out which is which yet. Just to pass anything along to your kids with the wedge that cell phone is dividing people away from each other socially from is very insane. I never even thought about that and putting those two together. But the fact that the effect that we have with social media, the effects that our cell phones are having on us as human beings, I don't think even we know yet. 20, 30 years down the road, what is happening to us as people socially. It's crazy.
It is. It's insane. And it's getting worse because now they're going to introduce 5G. So they're going to be microwaving us. I always wondered, like, I know the only real place they do the testing of 5G is like dispersed crowds in riots and on battlefields. And you ever take like a piece of metal and stick it in the microwave? and see what happens. You know, it sparks and it's lightning bolts shooting off a piece of metal. Hey, when I grew up, we had metal fillings. What's going to happen to me when the microwaves start flying around? I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah. My phone already lights up as being on 5G. I used to have LTE, now it's 5G everywhere I go. So.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't exploded yet. I got plenty of metal parts inside of me.
So then the microwave transmissions from 5G are not making people zap like metal in the microwave. Hallelujah. You know. So we were talking about the song Last Call, and I want to play it. And folks, hearing it is great. It's one of my favorite tunes. Well, every song on the album is one of my favorite tunes on the album. So, you know what I'm saying? So, but you have to see the video to really get the effect of what's being said in this song.
Absolutely. And I got to do a shout out to Lesma. They were pivotal in helping this video, and this shout out to my boy Dave Chinese up there at Lesma in New York. He did a huge part about, like I said, helping us get this song out and get this album out and help get this video done. So thank you to LESMA. And they're a watchdog. If you go to their website, Lesma, check them out. They're doing big things. They're basically against the media downplaying their effect on law enforcement. So it's an important pivotal piece as well to all this. I just want to say thank you to them.
Right. And you see the madness unfolding with buckets of water being dumped on the police. And I seen one video where they come up to him with a bunch of like water guns and squirt guns, and they just—it's really, and they wonder why it takes a 20 minutes or a half hour for the cops to respond to them when they have an emergency, when people are going to go out and do this stuff to the police officers. But I'm going to play this right here.
They wonder why they're getting their face slammed into the ground. They're eating concrete. You know, it's just ridiculous.
All right, let's see. I don't see the official video here, so we're just going to go with this one right here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Last Call. You really got to get over to DaveBrayUSA.com and see the official video. It's really
Yeah, you
got to
check it out on YouTube, Dave Bray USA channel. Dave Bray USA channel on YouTube. Thanks.
I hate when that
marching and looking over into it all. This is my last part. Selling the fight for me. The fight for me. What happened to me? What's right for me? Life for me. Don't ever forget me. Tell them I'll always be watching. And I'll be real when they fall. This is my last thought. Those who serve beside me and who held up in no line, stand tall, be strong, hold your head up high. Sorry I let you down today, but please know I gave my all. This is my last call.
Amazing song, amazing. Folks, you got to get out and see the video because then you really can get the feel of what's being said there in that song. You know, I know pretty much what inspired that song, but tell the folks how you got inspired to do that song. And we'll talk about Into the Fire, too, because I remember that story.
Yeah, man. Well, it was the intro from a friend who had, explained to me what a last or final call was over the radio that law enforcement does. And when I first heard one, I was just shattered because of just how close and real it felt. And I knew the dispatcher was having a rough time with it. And when they were announcing his name and or announcing the badge number and the emptiness that was on the radio, I just felt like something needed to be filled in there. So that's why the song was written. Last call is his answer to those three silent spots, to his wife, his kids, to his brothers and sisters in blue, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. It's very important, folks, to, like if you heard in the beginning of the show, I have a promo that I play every show when Dave's actually talking about last call and some of the things. And he said, don't come down on law enforcement for enforcing BS laws. Come down on those people who pass those BS laws. They're the ones. These guys are just going to work. Now, I know some people would say, I'm just following orders. That don't really work in the long run. But it really... These guys are out there serving and protecting and putting their life on the line for you and me every day. And to have people dump buckets of water on them and do stuff like that and disrespect them. And going back to when they were fired upon in Dallas, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And people aren't going to want to be police officers if you keep it up like this. And pretty soon no one will have protection. They're going to take away the guns and we'll be just sitting ducks. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a sitting duck. Do you want to be a sitting duck, Dave?
Well, everybody's afraid of that military state, but who do you think is going to be the next line of civil protection when we can't find law enforcement, when we can't find civilians to take and swear an oath to protect other civilians? I mean, we have plenty of people that will go out and serve their country and serve overseas and, you know, protect another nation's civilians. But our cops are no different. You know, they're here to protect our civilians, and we're under attack in this nation. We're under attack from our borders. We are under attack from foreign countries streaming in here. We don't know what people are coming across that border. And, you know, it's just we have been infiltrated, unfortunately. And there's an underground of very nefarious people that want to do very, very bad things to lots and lots of Americans. And it's not just punk kids who play too many video games. That stuff is going to look like a joke. So when we have no more law enforcement because no more generation, it's a generational job. You know what I mean? It used to be a lot of the Irish guys out of New York, their kids would become law enforcement or firemen. And that's just the way it's been. It's been that sort of trickled down. And now the next generation of cops do not want their kids to be law enforcement officer. There used to be a pride in family, and it's declining. And we can't find people, and we can't incentivize them enough to do it, because it's a thankless job. These guys, they put their lives on the line every day for our best interest as civilians. You know, they're always on call. It's not just when you call 911 every single day, and even when they're not, they're working. So it's a thankless job. It's a very hard job. And, you know, they should be treated just as well as our brothers and sisters in uniform overseas as well. So when you see a cop, please thank a cop, man. Let them know you're on their side.
And a vet. Don't wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran. Now, in a month, it's going to be 9/11. And, you know, another year passes, 18 years. And there was a firefighter that you wrote a song about. Tell a little bit of the story about that guy, and then we'll play Into the Fire.
Yeah, man. So, you know, after I was started opening up and helping out with Tunnels of Towers, I heard the story of Steven Siller and, you know, learning more and more about them and what they do and what they've done with their loss of a loved one and turned it into something absolutely amazing. I was kind of blown away and I wanted to help, you know, so I wanted to write a song that was basically dedicated to him, his service, and the firefighters that are out there. I mean, that's another one of those jobs where those guys are much more loved by the public, by the way. They got big red shiny trucks with lots of bells and whistles, and they show up, and it's not like the law enforcement, but you know, our firefighters are just as brave. They go out there and every day they're on the job looking to help protect and save. And you think about the stuff that they went through in 9/11, that's happening on smaller levels every single day. These guys are out working, responding to traffic accidents, every one of them, you know what I mean? So first responders, this one's for you. It's called Into the Fire.
And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And you can get this song at DaveBrayUSA.com. Just look on there and find Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. This is Into the Fire. Yeah. If you like that song, folks, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music Automation Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. Now, we've been plugging the album since it came out, Dave. I hope I helped with some of the sales. How's it doing on the you know, the music services that you are selling your record on? Oh, I muted his mic. Hold on. Hold on, Dave. Start over. I had your mic turned off there for a second because I was playing a song and I heard a bunch of background noise. Sorry.
No, it's all good, man. Thank you very much. And we, like I said, I could always appreciate your support and, you know, sharing the album and stuff. I think, you know, the sales, they go up and down. It's just one of those things that, you know, when the videos go out, obviously certain times of year, it's just, you know, sales increase and decrease. Again, we're going to start rolling out some new music as well. So, I apologize to my fans for not being more proactive and getting more new music out, you know, more often and more content out more often. It's just, I want to make sure it's right and I want to make sure it's good. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys and you guys are awesome. So I just want to say thanks again for having me on. I got to hop off. But God bless you, man. Keep doing what you do at Patriot Nation and keep your fans going and keep the flame burning, man. This is the only country we get. Just like a one life, man. We got one life. We got one country to pass over to the next generation. Make sure it's the right country because the land is the land, but the government is the government. So let's make sure we pass on the right government to them so they have the same freedoms we had growing up. So, all right, guys, take care. Be well.
Amen. God bless. Thank you so much, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition is out now. You heard the new song here. Maybe we'll play it one more time before the show wraps up. It's a really good one. It's an ode to those that suffer with PTSD. It's really a shame what's going on with some of these people losing 22 a day. I think it's more in the you know, 100 a day range. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I'm saying. But that was a great show tonight. I really dig it. Dave Bray is a great patriot. I was over a friend's house recently, a while ago, and it's a pretty long time ago now. Let's be real here, but it was a race at the Pocono Raceway, and it comes on, and the first thing I see is Dave Bray doing the national anthem live on the television. It was really awesome. It was pretty cool. So what I want to do real fast is because we've been playing the songs and we really dig the music. There is another great song that I like on this album. I play it all the time. You guys know it and love it. It is called Freedom Rings. But I want to bring up the video. I'm going to find the video to the song because it's really, of course, his videos are really excellent. Dave Bray, Freedom Rings. You can go to Dave Bray's YouTube page, Dave Bray USA on YouTube, I believe it is, and get all these songs. You get the album. You could look at the videos. Really good stuff. Freedom Rings on the Patriot Nation Radio Show.
You're running late to work by getting that one groovy ride. Or hearing your favorite song in traffic. Or Thick Sock. It's kind of tough.
You get these ends. These dang ends.
Thick Sock.
Dave Bray. Freedom Ring. Remember, his name is Your Freedom Rings. Folks, many, many souls have put their asses on the line for you and for me so that I could do this show. See my dad behind me? I got my folded flag. They gave it to my son at my father's funeral. There's my dad right there. It's amazing. We got to be thankful for the sacrifices that these fine men and women make. Folks say, well, why do they keep going over to the Middle East? They're fighting pointless wars, endless wars. The reason you got to stay over there in these endless wars, folks, is because it keeps the terrorists out of our country. But with open borders and leaky borders, all of a sudden, they're coming across. We can't stop them. So all the work that these guys are doing over on the battlefield to keep the terrorists out of here, the leftists on the left are allowing open borders so these folks can come across our borders and destroy our nation. It's really crazy what's happening in this country. So I'm going to do one more song before we wrap up the show. This one is one of my also favorites. He does great music. He really does. And this one is for all those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our nation. It is Dave's version of Amazing Grace, and he integrates it with Taps in memory of those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. This is Amazing Grace. I don't have the video for this one. I really should get the video. Let me get the video for that because it's really good too. Here we go. Let's see. Here it is. Dave Bray. Amazing Grace. DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission. Storyteller Edition. Get your copy today. Here we go. Boy, that one gets me. Great job. Hey, Steve Ronnebeck's watching. You're welcome, Katrina Culver. The song and video are amazing. They're all amazing. You can go to the Dave Bray USA YouTube channel. You can go to DaveBrayUSA.com, and you can get his merchandise. You can see in the videos he's wearing his merchandise. Really good stuff. I want to say hello to Steve Ronnebeck. He's running, folks, in Arizona for Congress. I believe it's District 3. Thumbs up, Steve, if it's District 3 in Arizona, running against one of these kooky leftists. And they're kooky. They're really kooky. And, folks, right now, believe it or not, I was at an event this weekend, and I was sitting there next to a good friend of Charlie Daniels, at which time he gave me Charlie Daniels' publicist's email address, who's also a friend of his. So him and Charlie Daniels and Charlie's publicist, media person, hanging out. So I sent an email. I'm working on Charlie Daniels. You guys all know I've been trying to get Charlie Daniels to come on my show for 5 years now. We're trying to get Charlie Daniels. We're right there. Right there. Charlie Daniels is a great patriot. He loves America. Sings great music. If you've never seen Charlie Daniels in concert, man, get out and see Charlie Daniels live. I seen him a few years ago at a volunteer jam with the Outlaws, Marshall Tucker, Charlie Daniels, and somebody else. I'm not familiar right now, off the top of my head, who the fourth band was. Outlaws, Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, and somebody else was there. I can't remember. If you were there and you were in Tampa and you saw the volunteer jam in like 2008 or something, let us know who was the fourth band. It was great. It was amazing. Maybe it was the Neville Brothers. It was amazing. Always a great show. I love rock and roll. I can't help myself. I wish I was doing a radio show playing music, the old-fashioned way, play songs I like. That's what I like about internet radio. Maybe one day I'll convert from the politics to just playing good old rock and roll. The politics causes mental strain. Makes you a little kooky when you do a podcast. I'm looking here at the calendar, folks. Look at that. It's empty. Wow. It's very rare that this calendar is empty on the Patriot Nation radio show. Been at this for 6 years. I got 700 and plus shows, closing in on 800 shows. I worked at World Integrity News Network for a year and a half on Friday nights with James Bostic. We did 100 shows there with them folks. And then I got 700 shows on my own network. And then James, he's been on our network. He's got 100 shows on our network, or 200 shows on our network, just on the Patriot Nation network, after we combined forces and left World Integrity News Network and became a team on my network. And during that, we've had 700-plus guests, interviews. I've interviewed 700 people, from patriots, regular old Americans, people just trying to stand up and fight for their country. It's really tough. So the calendar's empty. So maybe you like to just chit-chat with me. I'm going to have a couple of weeks maybe where I won't be a guest. That's okay. We have a good time then too. I really love doing my show. It's fun. And so right now we are at that point in the show that I love so. It's the end. Because it's 9 o'clock. I worked till 7:15. I rushed home 7:30, did a show at 8 o'clock. I worked all day. I worked from 7 a.m. till 7:15 p.m. tonight. It's one of those days, a 12-hour day. I did a little side work. I did my regular day job, and we're making money. That's what you have to do in this day and age. And so we are going to do now the Star Spangled Banner. The last song tonight we're going to play from Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Of course, here at Patriot Nation Radio, we stand for the flag and we kneel for the cross. I say that all the time. I love that saying. It happens to be one of my favorites. And so here it is, 2 minutes, 28 seconds long. It's on Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check it out. Star Spangled Banner, rise with us. Flags behind me. We'll play the song.
Become an AARP member today and get access to all the benefits that come with it.
Ads. Here it is.
Thank you.
I can only truly play the drums. Folks, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in tonight. Thank you so much. Always my pleasure. I really like it. And you guys are the show. Everybody there in the live feed and everybody, and everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, thank you. Without further ado, I would like to say good night. God bless you. God bless America. Until we meet again, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good night. God bless you. God bless America once again. Love yous all. Peace.